don't run. Oh, anyway, well, let me tell y'all what happened to me, okay? Now, Sister Doodle in our church, you know she's old. She's old, okay? She's old. Y'all gotta work with me because I'm a live wire. I said she's old. She's so old, okay, that the Undertaker, the last funeral she went to, he said, there's no sense in you going home. Yeah. It's true. Now, you know, Sister Bertha, let me tell you about Sister Bertha's husband before I tell you about Sister Doodle, because he's really concerned me here lately, you know, because he had that medical condition, you know. He's got a wooden leg and a glass eye, and we call him IHOP. We do. But we noticed that he was getting shorter, you know. We noticed he was getting shorter. And so all of a sudden, they sent him to the doctor, and the doctor kicked him out and told him to go see a specialist. It was called Terminex because they found out he had termites in his leg. Yes. It's true. But anyway, I want to tell you about Sister Doodle, you know, because she's very sanctified. She's very sanctified. She's so sanctified that she scares me, okay? In fact, I went over to her house, and not only is she sanctified, but her cockroaches are sanctified too. I'm telling you some good stuff, because when I walked in there, there was like 12 of them all gathered around the TV watching Benny Hinn. I'm telling you some good stuff. I'm telling you. And one of them had Benny Hinn hair. It just went straight over to the side. And the Benny Hinn hair roach, he reached out and touched the other ones, and they all fell out like that, you know? They did. And so I thought, let me go over and take care of this. And I was going to step on them, and don't you know, four of them jumped up and grabbed my leg and started speaking in tongues and started telling me scripture. They said, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Yes. Yes, they did. Okay, they did. So I don't like going to her house. Her roaches are too sanctimonious. They're just too sanctimonious. It's true. But anyway, I'm going to tell you something. You know, sometimes I have to think to myself, you know, there is so much good in this world, and sometimes we don't see it. Sometimes we just neglect to see it. And, you know, I mean, for instance, like my stylist. I don't think that she gets the right kudos, you know, because it takes a lot to put this together. It takes a lot more to wear it, but it takes a lot to put it together. You know what I mean? But I just don't understand sometimes, Christian people, how we can see God right before us and we don't even recognize him, you know? And how we can take him, how we can take things and we can use them against people, and we can say things that hurt people. And, you know, and I think to myself, that's not very Christian. It's not very Christian. Like Sister Bertha. Okay? Sometimes we try to help her, but she doesn't want our help. And there's those Christians that are like that, you know? They don't want your help, no matter what you try to do. For instance, there we were having a revival 2 weeks ago, and Stubby came in, and he had two black eyes. And I said to Stubby, I said, I know you're not the sharpest tool in the shed, but, you know, why you got two black eyes? He said, well, you know the revival we were having last week? I said, mm-hmm. She said, well, I was standing in the back of the church behind Sister Bertha. I said, oh, she got you with her pocketbook. He said, He said, it's worse than that. He said, you know, the preacher started preaching and she started getting happy, you know? And all of a sudden, she stood up, you know, and Sister Bertha, she's fluffy, okay? She's fluffy. Now, yes, she is. Okay. Oh. Now, I'm not saying we're not gossiping. We're just sharing, okay? But she's so big, it looks like she's waiting to exhale. Oh, yes. If she jumped up in a cloud, she'd get stuck. I'm telling you some good stuff. But she told me the other day that she was on one of these diets, and she was exercising. She was doing crunches. I said, uh-huh, Captain Crunch, Nestle's Crunch. Yes, I did. But anyway, so Stubby said, he said, Mortimer, he said, when she stood up, she said, all that dress had gathered up in the back. And she had a wedgie. I said, a what? He said, a wedgie. You know what I'm talking about. Stand up, Pastor Ham. Where are you? Show him what I'm talking about. Yeah. But anyway, he said, so I thought I would reach up and pull it down, and she hit me. I said, well, now that explains how you got one, but how'd you get the other one? He said, well, as mad as she was, I reached up and put it back, and she hit me again. That's right. So you see, there's just some Christians you can't help.